Just in, we got a report of a bank robbery in Chapel Hill, and it just so happens that we had previously scheduled the police chief, Chris Blue, to come on the air to talk about a variety of issues. But Chief Blue, thanks for joining us here in the studio, and what can you tell us about the robbery?
Thanks for having me in. So we are working a bank robbery that happened just before the bank closed at the PNC at the corner of Rosemary and Columbia Streets. Just a couple minutes before closing, 50 to 60-year-old, we believe African-American male came in, gray jacket, blue and red striped shirt, blue jeans, and some black and white sneakers on, as described by witnesses, and demanded money. And we're unclear as whether a weapon was involved or not, so investigators on the scene right now. And left appears to be on foot, so we have been, if you've been downtown at all right now, you've probably seen a lot of police activity and officers, including K-9 officers, trying to track and see if we can learn any more than what I just told you. But what I've shared is all we know right now. We're pulling bank video and interviewing folks and hope to get some additional information out that will help people help us soon.
And we'll have that information out to everyone as soon as we receive it. But if people have information, call 911.
Call 911, and yep. Most importantly, nobody hurt. And that's always good, but clearly an upsetting and traumatic event for folks working in the bank today or folks conducting business today in there.
So I'll have more on that as we receive it. We do have Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue here in the studio for a number of issues, a number of conversations that are ongoing related to the police. Should mention the town's annual Community Police Academy is coming up later on this spring, and registration deadline is this Friday. So if you want to get in on the Citizens Police Academy, you've got until Friday to sign up. What will that entail?
Oh, that's great. Thank you. So the 4th, the 6th, and the 8th of April, and if you sign up, you'll go one of those two weeknights, either a Tuesday or a Thursday night, and all day Saturday afternoon. And it's a really fun, interactive experience. It's not just sitting in a classroom being lectured by cops. It's opportunity to ask questions, touch things, tour the building, engage in some interesting simulations, decision-making kind of things, de-escalation opportunities, to hear from the folks who do the work about what their jobs are really all about, not what TV and movies suggest. And most importantly, a chance just for folks to ask those questions they want to ask and hear the perspectives of the folks who do the job and do it so well for us. So I encourage people, please, to sign up. I think you'll have a great time. And we'll culminate with a little graduation on that Saturday afternoon, including cake and T-shirts.
Awesome. So other than the cake and T-shirts, what's the best thing that people get out of this?
I hope what the best thing attendees get out of it is maybe two things, I think, a little more realistic understanding of what a police department really does, not like what you necessarily see or read about. And then, most importantly to me, is you see the quality of folks doing the work in this community, present company excluded, of course. We have got outstanding employees, and it's always fun to showcase them, and they are the ones who do the bulk of the heavy lifting for that academy, and you get to meet them and learn what their stories are.
townofchapelhill.org is the town's website. If you go to the police department's page there, you should get more info on how to sign up for the Community Police Academy. And again, registration deadline is Friday, so you've got another few days to sign up for this. Is it Chapel Hill residents only? Is it Chapel Hill residents prioritized? Or
we're pretty loosey-goosey about
okay.
that. We want to fill the class up, and if we have a waiting list, we don't cut people based on residency, because there are an awful lot of people who come to this community for work or for play and who receive our services, and we don't want to exclude anyone. So if you end up on a waiting list, we'll keep you apprised of the next session and try to give you priority then.
What's the thing that people most often misunderstand about the police department?
I think in many ways folks find out that the job is much more boring than pop culture might suggest. But I also think, not to overplay it too much, I really do think people come away with an appreciation of the quality of the people we have doing the work. Because we really do have exceptional employees, and it's neat for them to be able to interact with the people they serve in a kind of a less formal classroom style setting. The exchanges are really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Again, townofchapelhill.org, and go to the police department's page to find out more about that. Registration deadline is Friday. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, and let's talk about something that has a lot of residents concerned and a lot of information and misinformation being tossed about in the media, especially with events happening very quickly on the federal level and on the state and local level with respect to immigration, ICE, checkpoints, traffic stops, and all of that. Residents here and everywhere are concerned about traffic stops, possible ICE checkpoints. There was a rumor about that very recently, which was just a rumor, but that circulated very quickly. Durham just made the decision to stop traffic checkpoints altogether. A lot of people are concerned about the role of police locally. So what does the Chapel Hill Police Department do, and what do you not do as far as checkpoints, immigration enforcement?
So let's start with immigration enforcement. We don't do immigration enforcement. That doesn't mean that there's, I think it's important to qualify that. That doesn't mean that someone who is wanted on some violent crime and who we can begin to address their case with the assistance of federal partners, nothing in our practice excludes us from doing that. What is important for folks to know, though, is that we don't conduct traffic stops to learn someone's immigration status. We don't detain people to learn their immigration status. We don't go out of our way to interact with people solely to learn that. And in fact, if we do, during the course of some interaction or by accident, learn their immigration status, it's still not something that's important to us. That's not consistent with the role of local law enforcement in our view. And we've had a lot of opportunities for the last few months to talk about that and to begin to appreciate just how fearful people are. I mean, you talked about the rumors that really spread like wildfire across Twitter and Facebook and other social media a couple of weeks ago. That really drove home for us just how fearful people are. Even though I think we've been saying our practices haven't changed for many years now, and I think we've done a pretty good job of telling people about what our practices are and our philosophies about the role of local police. So it was troubling and really saddening to hear just how afraid people were when those rumors started circulating. And it does make you think differently about just your normal police operations. I mean, I think it's possible, although I don't know if we'll know for sure, I think those rumors actually came out of some speed enforcement we were doing, probably. But people are on pins and needles right now, and they don't know exactly what to expect, and they don't know what's going to be asked of the local authorities. And so I think that casts everything we do in a new light of suspicion.
And I know Chapel Hill Police does a really good job of getting information out in advance about, we're going to be doing speed enforcement, here's where we're going to be doing it, here's when we're going to be doing it. And that just sort of brings up the fact that it's difficult to get information out to everyone. There's so many outlets, people are on listservs, people are not, people listen to this station, they don't listen, or it's difficult to reach everyone. So people, there are always going to be people who miss it.
Well, I will say this, for what it's worth, you try to make, look on the bright side. We picked up a lot of Twitter followers after that series of rumors. And we put a tweet out that said very clearly that we are not an immigration business. And I'm trying to check right now. I can't get it to load. But the last time I looked at it, it had had like 35,000 impressions.
Wow.
Which, number one, speaks to the power of social media, but it also tells you how interested people are in that topic and concerned people are about that topic. So I'm going to try to look on the bright side and say our ability to reach a lot of people is probably enhanced by that rumor going around and folks learning that we're going to try to communicate. And they're going to us for that information.
And it's important to have those lines of communication, and it's also important to maintain good relationships between the police and the community, just in general. And that's a safety measure,
true,
sort of, I think, first and foremost before anything else.
Absolutely, and I think this is what we've said. We've had a number of opportunities the last few months, as people have been really concerned about this issue. We've had a lot of opportunities to talk to community members. And I think every time you can reinforce the idea that your 911 call is not going to jeopardize your family, it's not going to jeopardize your neighbors, at least not in terms of their immigration status. It's not something we're concerned about. And don't let your fear deter you from calling when you need our help. We serve everybody in our community, regardless of immigration status. And I think we... most every community law enforcement officer at the local level will say to you, I don't really care what town you go to. I think you'll find pretty consistently local law enforcement folks saying that's not our role. And in fact, if people believe that's our role, it compromises community safety because we won't get the calls we need to solve this bank robbery, to respond to a domestic violence situation, you name it.
Do you feel, speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, do you feel any pressure, or do you expect to feel any pressure from the state level to change practices on that? I know there's that bill going through the General Assembly right now that would cut off funds to sanctuary cities. Chapel Hill's not technically a sanctuary city, but there's a lot of uncertainty about how far that bill reaches.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that concerns me, and I think you and I have talked about it before, we've been a supporter of the Faith ID program, mm-hmm. which gives us great opportunity to interact with the population we're talking about, folks who are either maybe here undocumented, but or for some other reason are not able to get a government-issued ID. This locally verified Faith ID program started in the central part of the state a few years ago and has spread to some other communities the last couple of years. We've been participating in Orange County for 18 months now, something like that. Issued probably in excess of 1,000 locally verified IDs. It's a rigorous process. They don't hand those things out without pretty serious vetting. The bill that's, at least one of the bills right now that's in Raleigh would prohibit us from looking at those IDs and from honoring those IDs. And so really dials back all of this ground we've made up with an underserved portion of our community the last few years, and in fact could lead to some penalties against any municipality that chooses to honor those IDs. My hope is that local law enforcement across the state will make clear, as we did last session when this same kind of bill came up, make clear that it's important to us that remain an option for us.
If it's not an option, is there a way to reestablish that ground some other way?
I don't know. I think it's too early to say. I mean, I think if it's taken away from us, then we will have gotten some disturbing but clear signals about the legislature's support of the position I'm describing.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, we got to let you go in a second, but what else do people need to know?
Oh, wow.
I know it's a huge, broad question.
Man, I should have been ready for that one. Well, we're always hiring.
Yes.
I think that's important. So we're always looking for great police officers who want to be guardians of the Hill. And I don't know that you'll find, I don't think you can find a better police department to work for in North Carolina. My friends in Carrboro and Hillsboro and Durham might suggest otherwise. But I'm going to stick to my story. And we're really interested in folks helping us grow all the good things we're working on. If you're interested in employment with us, please go to our town website, look for police jobs. We'd love to talk to you.
townofchapelhill.org is the town's website. Go to the police department's webpage to get more info on the Citizens Police Academy, which, again, the deadline to register for that is this Friday. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.